Great Lakes governors and provincial leaders from Canada have drafted proposals to update how the region handles communities and companies that want to take a lot of water out of the Great Lakes Basin. Waukesha, for example, is west of the subcontinental divide and is eyeing drinking water from Lake Michigan. Environmental groups generally praise the so-called Annex 2001 agreements, but want some areas strengthened. George Meyer of the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation has several concerns. He says, for one thing, states should only get 5 years to implement a final agreement instead of the decade that's proposed.
And as we know in the state of Wisconsin, there's many areas, whether it's Waukesha or Green Bay or Appleton, a lot of these areas are under a water crisis right now. We have to get something in place where, in fact, we can deal with those problems, but deal with them in a way that doesn't adversely affect Lake Michigan.
Derek Shear of Clean Wisconsin would like additional protection for groundwater near the headwaters of streams and rivers that flow into the Great Lakes.
There's a standard of 100,000 gallons per day. If you're taking less than that out of the system, then you're not harming the system. That's what the de minimis standard kind of says. We think that there are a lot of streams in Wisconsin that aren't protected by that standard.
Shear says Minnesota only allows 10,000 gallons a day to come out of groundwater near streams. But some industries say the water withdrawal plan goes too far. Bottled water companies and irrigation firms want some language amended. And George Cooper of the Council of Great Lakes Industries says the annex writers should go back to the drawing board. Cooper says Great Lakes states competing for water-dependent companies could block each other's plans.
Regional review as now proposed would erode the ability of individual governors and premiers to attract new jobs to their respective jurisdictions. That's a problem.
Debate over the water withdrawal plan will continue at Wisconsin meetings that start later this month. Chuck Wernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.